My name is Sabrina Timoche. I am 15 years old, and today is January 1st, 2019. I am speaking with Christian Timoche, who is my dad, and we are recording this interview in Ashburn, Virginia. So, I'm going to ask you some questions now. Say hi.
Hi.
So, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence in your life?
Well, the person who has the most influence in my life is my dad. Well, I was lucky enough to enjoy a lot of my childhood with him, and today, you know, he's still alive and we talk a lot over the phone, and he's basically been the person who influenced a lot of my actual and my, you know, my early life too.
Wow, so would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Well, he's a hard worker, actually. He's on his 80s and he still works. He has his own business in Peru and he's been really successful. When he was a child, his family, they were poor, and he basically, based just on hard work and dedication, he, you know, start his own business and he did really well. So, you know, that's why he gave us the chance that maybe he didn't have when he was a child. So since I saw him always, you know, he pushing himself and do the best, basically I think I have the same kind of push, the same kind of, you know, energy, and
the same kind of motivation.
Correct, motivation, try to do themselves. Actually, today I have my work and also has my small business that, you know, help us have a comfort life. So, you know, actually as today he's still working, and that's why he keep him busy and healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, keep his mind always on the go, and you know, I still admire him, and I will admire him, you know, the rest of my life, because that's you know, that's the person that most influenced on my life.
Well, that's really sweet. So, since obviously he's probably brought you so many happy memories, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, with him, you know, I mean, we have a really good time together. We travel a lot, you know, my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. We travel, you know, we are originally from Peru, so we had the chance to travel together, you know, to different parts of the country. And actually, a good thing that I have, that I remember from those times is we travel to different places and go to different houses, different backgrounds, different socials and economic, you know, levels. And that basically gave me, I actually learn a lot about every time that we go to a place. Of course, we were always welcome because we were going to, you know, places where they were, no, my mom or my dad know the people. And we were exposed to different backgrounds and different people, different ways how the people live. I learned how to be flexible, like how to adapt, how to, you know, react to different different ways to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, as today, that's A+ on my personal life. You know, I'm really flexible, I'm really open mind, and you know, that give me a lot of I think advantage, because that helps go through life a little easier. So I'm really helpful that, you know, we had that experience with both of them, with my mom and my dad, you know, while we were kids.
Well, that's really wonderful, since obviously I've shared like most of my happy memories with you. And Obviously, I'm still growing up, and you've given me a lot of advice in my life, but what advice would you give to your past self?
Well, an advice for somebody that believes that is perfect is hard to get it, but no, I would say that I really believe that when you have a good life, you just wanna do it again. I mean, of course you have made mistakes, that's part of human being. I mean, even when you prepare and you try to go straight, you know, on life, always something happened. And I always remember a friend of mine that, you know, we grew together and we were saying like the life is like a roller coaster. Like you are in one moment going up, 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 and then suddenly just go down and then turn to the right and then suddenly to the left. And then, you know, so it's like you never know, even if you are trying to go in one direction, always something happen and maybe you will go in a different one. So, you know, I mean, I'm really happy with the life that I had and I have right now, too. So I really, really like to accept the life as it is and learn from the, you know, the good and also from the bad experiences.
Well, obviously, it's really good that you know that life is built upon your mistakes and you have to learn from them and grow on them. And so from that, obviously, you've grown in a good environment and there's so many good things around you. What is a thing or, you know, someone that you are most grateful for?
Well, to tell the truth, it's my family, you know. I mean, my dad, my mom, my sister and brother. And then also we have, you know, an extended family members like my uncles, my aunts and cousins and nieces and so. So really we, when we were childs, you know, we spent, you know, like a Christmas and New Year's all together, you know. So it was really good time and everyone, you know, bring his own good values, and you know, we share everything, the good, the bad moments. You know, my grandmother is so it was always, you know, try to help each other and always be together, one for each other, you know. So I guess you know, I really thankful for all those moments that we spent. And And today, basically, you know, I mean, we grow up, you know, each one of us has his own family, but we still, you know, still we are a big family, you know. We try to get together, you know, as much as we could. And
like we always go to Tia Rocio's house.
Correct. And we, you know, pass Christmas and we try for our kids to also, you know, see each other and know each other, because like a not just my brother and my sister, not just my siblings. Also, I grew with my cousins, like they were, you know, part of our own life, of our family. You know, they stay at home and we grew like it was another brother or another sister. So, So it was a really, you know, besides our friends, the family was also part of our friendship. You know, it was not just family. We're part of our life. They knew everything about us and we share like you know, birthdays, and it was nice because in reality we can have a party just ourselves, you know. We were so many that we didn't need to invite, you know, other people to have a full house, you know. And you know, I mean, it's nice. I think even in nature, I mean, you see like the packs of animals, you know, how they gather together to actually protect themselves, and that's how a way how you basically get protected by your own people, basically by your own family members, that they, you know,
like look for you. Tribe.
Correct. I mean, it's amazing how you can be protected just to be surrounded by your family members, you know. I mean, I understand, of course, friends are important, but, you know, family is your blood. You belong to them, so.
It's a tie forever.
Exactly. So tie, you know, is something like it's just on that. It's on the ABN, I guess, or you know, the genetics.
So I, for one, am extremely thankful that you take family so seriously, and it's definitely so much fun, like, to have the family gatherings. And it's very smart that you are very grateful for your family, since they, you know, do so much for you. They've done so much for you, and they still are doing so much for you. So, tying to that, can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Well, I don't think that we have enough time to go through the list, but I was lucky enough to have a childhood when I spent a lot of time basically outside, you know, on the park. We live in a place, in a very nice place with a huge, basically public park in front of us that we're surrounded by houses. And all my friends, and we were like a gang of 15 guys and girls, and you know, it was everyone came to my place for whatever reason. I don't know why, but we always hang in front of my house. So we've been, doing dumb things, you know. I remember this park is like has a really big stable mature trees. And there were especially three huge trees, but these were like a humongous trees, and they were planted really close together. So all the branches basically like, you know, like interlocked together. Mm-hmm. And when we were really kids, I mean, like 8 or 10 years old, we play on the trees. We basically, it was like a, I think it's called catch and seek, or you know,
tag.
Like a tag in here. We play tag on the trees, and basically we ran through the branches from one side to the other, up and down and side to side. You can see, I mean, we were really like monkeys. And of course, you know, you always get the scratches from the branches, you know, trying to jump from the other one. But one day we were running, actually a mate of mine was running behind me trying to catch me, and well, you know, at that moment you basically just move through. You don't know if the branch that you were going to hang was the right one, or if actually it was going to hold your weight. And you know, I was just I don't want to say running, because it was more like flying, and flying through the, you know, like a Tarzan through the branches, and he just, you know, missed the branch, or I don't know what happened, but what I was moving through, you know, I can hear like and then of course silent at the end, and everyone looking down, and my friend was just lying on you know, on the floor. So of course, you know, he ended up, you know, with a broken arm.
Oh my God.
And yeah, his mom was not too happy about it. But you know, I mean, we were our friends. We were just kids and tried to always do, you know, dumb things. Another thing, you know, maybe we didn't watch too much TV at that time, but we also get these crazy ideas of trying to fly with our bicycles. I think that was maybe because the E.T. movie. So we have like, there were like benches, and from whatever, I don't know, we gathered like pieces of wood or plywood, and we laid, you know, the piece of wood the plywood on the bench, and mm-hmm. we were coming with our bicycles. We basically fly through the air like a big ramp. So of course, you know, we were, I don't know, again, maybe in our 10s or 12s, and you know, we were kind of kids. But there were this really, really small kid, and he has the biggest bicycle that you know, everyone can have. For whatever reason, I guess maybe it was his dad's bicycle or whatever. So we knew that he was going to crash and, you know, and hurt himself. But still, you know, we were doing like, yeah, come on, do it, do it, do it. And of course he did it. He landed and, you know, with his face on the ground and was all just dust behind him. So, you know, I mean, we were doing so much stuff, like, you know. Also, I remember that happened to me. I was using my bicycle, and a friend of mine, I don't know, we were just kind of, I guess it was a joke or, you know, just to have fun. And he just, I was driving my bicycle, and he stick a piece of wood on the front of my tire. So what happened, of course, the bicycle, the tire stopped immediately, and I went through, you know, flying through the air and fell, of course, you know, I think with my face, because I cut my lip in two pieces. And of course, you know, it was bad. I was all bleeding and all that. My mom wanna kill the other kids because that he did that to me. But, you know, just dumb things. And, you know, one after the other, we have, you know, so many different things. One day we also went to it was like a kind of a mountain. And I mean, we were living in a nice area, but... you know, since it was a city, you can just do a couple blocks and change to a different neighborhood. And this neighborhood, you know, I mean, we were not kind of used to be there, and we were on the top of this mountain, so we see some kids, you know, coming to us. So we were kind of, okay, let's go. So we decide to go down on the hill, and we just start running, you know, like a, I mean, you know, I don't want to say for save our life, but we just want to, you know, be sure to we don't have any problems or everything. So we start just running down the hill. They were a couple hundred feet. So
you're running away from them?
We noticed that they were coming to us. So when we start just, okay, let's get out, and they start running. So we start running down a couple of hundred feet down. So when we went to the bottom of the hill, we noticed that the guys were already on top where we were, you know, standing. And one of my friends, for whatever reason, he stayed there. He stayed on top. He didn't run behind us. And these guys have been, you know, grabbing from his neck and asking all of us to go up. And unfortunately, what happened is these guys, they were trying to steal our sneakers. You know, we have like a nice type of, like, you know, sneakers.
They were trying to steal your shoes.
Yeah, they were trying to steal our shoes, and they want all of us to go up. And of course, you know, we were not planning to do that. Even they have grabbed my friend from his neck. So the only thing that we just, you know, do at that time, so we kept running to our neighborhood and bring the biggest kids, you know, the older kids, to try to help us. So that's what we did. I mean, we were living, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes far from there. So when we came back, going back, you know, we had like a 45 minutes, 1 hour later, we came back. And the guys were gone. And we saw, you know, through the dust, a kid that was, I mean, looked like our friends, but it looks different because he was using like a really teeny tiny, you know, top and a little short. So we just start getting closer, and we kind of weird because he looked like him, but he was not dressing like he was that day before. So at the end up, you know, these guys actually has stole his tennis shoes, his shorts, and his...
And his
t-shirt, yeah, all his clothes. So he was left on underwear. And somebody, actually, a lady that saw him, they give him, you know, one of his kids' clothes just to, you know, he was dressed. It was sad, but yeah, we also damned to be on the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. I mean, but yeah, it's been long and wild, but good. So another one that was really good and then really dumb, because at that time I think I have some idea about physics and how life works. But anyway, I was on the top of a train, going from one city to the other. We were allowed to use our bicycles. So basically you can go with the bicycle up to the train, take the train and then go to another place and then take your bicycle and go. So I think it was at night, so I was coming back. And I have my train. They ask you to put the train in a special place, but still it was high, like 3 feet from the ground. So the normal part is like the train supposed to stop, and then you go down. You grab your bicycle, you know, put it down on the floor, and then keep going. For whatever reason, I heard that the train was not going to stop, you know, stop on that stop that I was going planning to go down. So I was kind of, I don't know, upset and worried at the same time, because the next stop was going to be farther and I was not going to make it maybe back or whatever. So I have the crazy idea, or the dumb idea actually, to go down. So while jump off the train while the train was moving. So of course, you know, as you say, you try to remember how the thing on physics works and relative movement and, you know, the
things in motion stay in motion. Correct,
all that. So well, I decided to do it. So what I did is I said throw my bicycle first, and as soon as I throw my bicycle, I have actually a backpack. So what I did is I grabbed from the handle of the train and basically pushed myself as hard as I could. The only problem that was that I pushed on the direction of the train. So basically I add more speed to the speed that the train already has. So luckily for me, I mean, I didn't break anything, any bone or anything, but I make so many rounds and, you know, I was like inside a washing machine, just, you know, going round and round and round. And suddenly I stopped. Of course, my backpack was, you know, in the front, and I was all, you know, dusty and dirty, but I mean, I made it. But yeah, that was another of the big damn decisions that you made in the wrong time at the wrong moment.
I want to hear another story. Come on.
¿La has puesto?
Yeah.
¿La has puesto para grabar?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Another one. As I mentioned, you know, we live in front of a big park, and they have you like a beautiful, you know, big tree. So we just decide to do a zip line.
And
could you imagine a zip line, you know, 10-year-old kids trying to do something like that? No harness, no hard hat, no safety, any zero safety. So it was a big rope. So it was on the top of maybe one of the tallest trees. And going down to the, you know, another tree. So, of course, there is always that someone needs to do the test, and that was me. So, I remember that the harness, the zip line itself was made with a kind of a piece of metal with a hook in the middle, so you can grab, you know, yourself with both hands and then swing. So, of course, I was already on top of the tree. The rope was already put. And, okay, science, you know, I was the first one. I need the help from my friends to say 1, 2, 3, and then do it. So that happened, you know, they count 1, 2, 3. I jump, basically.
Oh, no.
So at the time that the weight, my weight, you know, basically stretch or basically was holded by the rope, there was like a little leak, like a chain link, and that thing just snapped. So I didn't make like a 1 inch on the rope. I just went straight to the floor from the top of that tree. And I even remember right now the noise that I made when I came to the ground. I made like a You know, like my legs were on my chin, and I mean, was like, and of course, you know, everyone laughing. Of course, they came back and just be sure that I was okay. And again, you know, luckily I didn't have all my bones were in the same place. And
jeez.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
So all these accidents, and you've never broken a bone?
No. I have, of course, a ton of scratches when we were playing soccer in this. It's not the street, it's the park has like a walkways, but they were really rough, made on concrete, but really rough. You can even see the point of the you know, the gravel, the stone on the concrete sticking out. And every time that you fell on those surfaces, it was like you have blood everywhere, you know, and then we were used to just take care of ourselves, you know, put some alcohol and keep going. But but yeah, I mean, that was part of our lives. It was good. It was good. We were really creative. So we create, I mean, we do like a little wars between the guys from one street to the other with what we call is Lanza Chapa. So we make a device that basically I don't want to say it's a gun, but we use like a sling, you know, so that sling was sending like the metal cap from the old sodas flying, you know, like a couple feet from you. So we make wars from that. We were also do kind of a little pipe with paper cones, and we just blow them like I don't even know the name of that kind of
like a straw with like the spit
thing? yeah, but was a pipe, was basically like a, you know, like a water pipe, a piece of PVC water pipe, and we do like a little cone on paper, and then you can blow it and it goes like a dart, you know, a dart get
a blow dart, blow
yeah
dart.
Like a blow dart. I mean, was good time, yeah. And we do boxing, you know, a friend of mine, a pair, you know, with boxing gloves, and we do our own rings, and we start just fighting, you know, one each other, and then somebody always, you know, end up bleeding from their nose or crying because, you know, we just went too far, and it was good. It's I still remember those days, and I can just laugh myself, you know, just remembering those times. Were good times.
So there are definitely so many dumb things in your life that you've done that have, like, you know, shaped who you are today, probably being a little more cautious when, like, jumping off a train, you know?
Yo, you should not be jumping off the train. That would be a good advice.
Well, so are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, as I mentioned, when we were kids, we traveled a lot, with my parents, and just to being exposed to different, I don't want to say cultures, but different, you know, type of life that give you a lot, you know, they basically open your mind. They give you different views, point of views, you know, how people basically has different type of lives, and, you know, based on their economic status or where they live or how they live. So I still, as today, I mean, I can have a really open mind about diversity, like, of course, you know, I'm from a different country, but even with other places, you know, other ways of how the people think, how the people...
Cultures,
yeah. I mean, you can basically understand just for, you know, talk to them, listen to them, and, of course, politely ask questions, why you do this, why you do that, or you know... taste this or taste that, food, you know, also is a nice subject on my agenda when I know somebody, you know, like what type, why. So it's nice. Also on my work, I'm lucky enough to be surrounded by different people. I mean, different backgrounds. In Peru, maybe, you know, I mean, of course, we have people from other countries, but in reality, over here, you know, you can be surrounded by different people from so many different countries, and it's amazing because, you know, sometimes you bring something from your childhood into that conversation, and you know, maybe that guy has been doing the same or something close, so you really don't feel so much different. You know, I mean, you feel like people is, you know, we have a lot of stuff in common, you know, even if they are from totally different and complete apart countries, from different continents even. So that's really nice. And as I mentioned, that's the travel thing, you know, give me a lot of that today. Is that's something I really noticed, that this is an advantage, you know, just on to be able to meet other people and just, you know, blend and see it like another human being, you know, not just a different person. So
I am extremely glad that I had the chance to ask you these type of questions, because obviously we talk like almost every day, but about like my life and how I'm doing. And I'm very glad that I got to learn about who you are and who exactly my dad used to be, and how that affected to who he is now, and how you treat me and your family, you know, because obviously we go to fun places and do interesting things that most families like don't do. So I'm very glad, very happy, and thank you for taking your time and talking to me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Anytime I'm here.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.